Good morning from WVIK News. I'm Joseph Leahy. A new report looks at how environmental factors in Iowa could affect cancer rates. Iowa Public Radio's Natalie Krebs has more.
The Iowa Environmental Council and the Harkin Institute have released a report that summarizes peer-reviewed scientific research surrounding cancer risk and environmental factors like nitrate, PFAS, radon, and pesticides. Researchers looked at 16 sites that had high levels of these factors. They found 13 of them had cancers associated with environmental risk factors at rates higher than the national average. Michael Schmidt is with the Iowa Environmental Council. He says many Iowans seem unsure of how the environment could affect their cancer risk.
So what's in the water we drink, the air that we breathe, the soil, those were being discussed a lot less, and people just didn't have information about what the risks were or what they can do about it.
Iowa has the second highest rate of cancer in the country, according to the Iowa Cancer Registry. I'm Natalie Krebs, IPR News.
The Quad Cities International Airport is hosting a donation drive for TSA workers who are working without pay due to the partial government shutdown. Those interested can donate non-perishable shelf-stable food, toiletries, gas, or grocery gift cards. No cash or cash equivalent cards will be accepted. The airport is taking donations from 8 till noon today and again from 1 to 4 Monday through Friday at the airport administrative offices. Data centers and nuclear plants would have to donate to Iowa's universities to receive sales tax exemptions under a bill advanced by Iowa senators. The money would have to go towards nuclear engineering programs at Iowa's public universities. Under the bill, the companies would have to donate at least 5% of what they saved in tax exemptions to the programs. Pam Mackey-Taylor represents the Iowa Sierra Club, which opposes the measure. She says data centers and nuclear power plants cause environmental harm to communities and called the tax breaks unnecessary.
I would suggest to you that any money should be collected as taxes, put in the general fund, and if the university wants to start a program in nuclear energy, they can do that. But they don't need a kickback from these industries.
Currently, there are no nuclear engineering programs in the state's universities. For the second time in 10 months, several Abraham Lincoln artifacts once intended to be displayed at his Springfield Presidential Museum appear to be up for auction. WBEZ's Sam Nofsker reports.
Collector Louise Taper sold her vast collection of Lincoln artifacts to the museum's partner foundation in 2007, and the intent was for the items to eventually become state property for permanent display at the museum. But the Lincoln Presidential Foundation was unable to pay off the multi-million dollar acquisition debt and sold part of its portfolio last May. Now, more items bearing a striking resemblance to others in the Taper collection are on the auction block. The foundation wouldn't say if it's selling more of its Lincoln collection, but WBEZ found that appeared to be the case after cross-referencing the sale bill with an original inventory sheet and known photographs of Taper's artifacts. I'm Sam Nofsker.
Iowa candidate for governor Eddie Andrews will be on the Republican primary ballot this June after the state's objection panel overruled a challenge to his candidacy. The panel of three state officials on Wednesday determined that Andrews submitted just enough valid voter signatures to qualify. Andrews says several pages of signatures went missing from his campaign and suggested they may have been stolen. He says his volunteers had to scramble to get more signatures, which he submitted at the last minute as the filing period was closing.
Let me tell you, I am extremely ecstatic, not just for our candidacy, but for the state of Iowa and the voters who now get a chance to have their voice heard on June 2nd.
Four other Republicans are running for governor: Randy Feenstra, Zach Lane, Brad Sherman, and Adam Steen. State Auditor Rob Sand is the only Democrat running for governor. Meanwhile, Scott County Auditor Carrie Tompkins says voters can now submit requests for absentee ballots by mail for the June 2nd primary. The absentee ballot request forms must be returned to the office on 4th Street in Davenport by 5 p.m. on May 18th. The Moline Coal Valley School District hosted a groundbreaking ceremony for a new elementary school on Wednesday. WVIK's Jonathan Turner reports the current Lincoln Irving Elementary will make way for a much larger school.
The Robert Ontiveros Elementary School will consolidate Lincoln Irving and Willard schools in a modern K-5 facility designed to help students thrive. A 61,000 square foot addition and 32,000 square foot renovation will double the school's size, with enrollment growing to 600 when the new school opens in August 2027. The new school mascot will be the Owls. Chris Onoveros, son of the beloved Bob Onoveros, a pioneering entrepreneur and philanthropist, spoke Wednesday about what this honor means, noting his family was humbled and blessed. About 15 of his relatives attended the ceremony.
Moline meant a lot to him. It meant a lot to all of his brothers and sisters. So this is a tribute to not only my dad, but their family, and they've been here for over 100 years. My father believed in integrity and perseverance, but more importantly, he believed in education. Knowing that his values for community and education will continue to grow and be the foundation for generations is amazing.
For more on this story, visit WVIK.org. For WVIK News, this is Jonathan Turner.
This is WVIK News.